This third one is really kind of the start of something fresh in a way. It's the first time we've worked with a producer. It's the first time I've really had a solid band backing me. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a bit of a move away from folk music and kind of, you know, departing that and starting something new.
Singer and songwriter Alila Diane may have begun as a folkie back in 2003, but she's traveled a long way. Her sparse and warm songs have now filled up with sounds from her band, Wild Divine. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Alila Diane grew up in the Northern California town of Nevada City with Joanna Newsom as a neighbor. After beginning to write songs in earnest at the age of 19, Alila made two albums, The Pirate's Gospel and To Be Still. Both were produced and recorded by her guitarist father, and along the way she opened for shows for The Decemberists and Iron and Wine. But after getting married, Alila Diane took a year off the road and wrote the material for her new album called Alila Diane and Wild Divine. She also enlisted producer Scott Litt. When Alila and company visited Studio A, host Elisa Alley got to ask her about working with a guy whose credits include R.E.M. and Nirvana.
Working with Scott Litt was quite the experience. It was really interesting to have an outside perspective, and he kind of was able to get parts out of us that we wouldn't have come to on our own and kind of direct things, you know, whether that was yelling at our drummer or, you know, it was sometimes challenging, but he really got some takes out of us, and he got some things out of us that, you know, kind of needed to be forced sometimes. Mm-hmm. And
what was he yelling at the drummer to do?
You know, just
can't say that on the air.
Too late.
He was just helping to facilitate getting different rhythms and different parts out of us, mm-hmm. and just kind of making sure we were on task. Uh-huh. We were being pushed and kind of, you know,
he was very passionate
working.
About it.
He cares so deeply about music, and he something kind of clicks within him, and he has a vision, and he gets that vision.
Dark hair, midnight eyes. She's looking like it's 1995. And while my steps are made of stone, there's a light.
You said that, you know, you wrote this song after an afternoon of hypnosis.
Well, it was a bit like that. I was having some health problems, and I was in my hometown. I was back in Nevada City. And Nevada City is a pretty hippy-dippy kind of out there place.
New age.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try something super weird. So my mom had this friend who... It's not even really hypnosis. It's more of like, it's kind of like hypnosis. Part of that was visiting my higher self. It just kind of sat with me. I was thinking about it. And a couple of days later, I wrote this song.
Did you feel better afterwards?
I ended up finding out that I'm allergic to something, which was what was wrong all along.
It's hard, boy, it's hard.
That was Alila Diane and Wild Divine playing live in Studio A with To Begin and Desire. Their new album is self-titled. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.